Have you ever been to a concert or a play and you just feel this electric connection with the audience? Like everyone in the room is on the same wavelength.
Oh, absolutely. There's a palpable energy when you have a group of people sharing an experience.
Yeah, exactly. But what if we could actually see that energy, track it in real time, and then actually make it part of the performance itself?
Well, that's what some researchers at Keio University in Japan are exploring with, get this, a project called Boiling Mind.
Boiling mind. Okay, that sounds kind of intense. More like a psychological thriller than a research project.
Right. It definitely grabs your attention. The paper's all about how they're using data from the audience, and not just any data, but data they collect during the actual performance to then shape the performance. It's actually pretty wild.
Okay, so walk me through this. How does it work?
So they did this project with a contemporary dance group, Mademoiselle Cinema, for a performance in Tokyo. The performance was called Her Chair. And they basically, well, they outfitted the audience with all these wearable sensors.
Hold on, so the audience is like part of the experiment.
You could say that, but here's the thing. It's not like they're hooked up to some crazy futuristic tech. They use things like those, what are they called? Smart glasses. Yeah, the ones that track your eye movements.
Oh, wow. So it's like commercially available stuff.
Yep. So imagine even subtle things like if you blink or move your head, they're tracking it.
Man, now I'm thinking about all the times I'm fidgeting in the audience.
It doesn't stop there. They've also got sensors to monitor heart rate.
Wow. So they're really getting a whole body response from the audience. But what do they do with all this data?
Well, they translate it. So all this feedback from the audience gets turned into visuals and projected during the show.
Whoa, so the audience is literally seeing a visual representation of their own reactions.
Yeah, pretty much. Like if a bunch of people blink at the same time, the stage lights might turn red.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah, and it's not just, blinking. It's also about where they're looking their collective attention. So that gets reflected in the visuals too. It's pretty abstract.
It's like the stage becomes this canvas for the audience's subconscious.
Right. And it gets even wilder. They took the heart rate data and used colors. So cool blues meant the audience was calm, and then fiery reds, that meant excitement. And throughout the performance, you'd see the colors change and shift. Like it was mirroring what the audience was feeling.
Wow. Okay. So this isn't just a one-way street, right? I mean, the dancers, they knew all of this was happening. They could see the visuals.
Yeah, exactly. So they're aware of the audience's reactions in real time, which is where this whole idea of a feedback loop comes in.
So the dancers are picking up on the audience's energy, and then, I don't know, maybe their movements change or the pace shifts.
Right. It's like this unspoken dialogue that starts to emerge. And it really makes you wonder, where else could you apply this kind of tech?
It's not just about dance, right? I mean, could you imagine this happening at a concert?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you're at a rock concert, right? The band's playing and then they hit that one song, the one that gets everyone pumped. And the sensors, they pick up on that energy. Everyone's heart rates are up. They're moving around more and the music changes. Like maybe the tempo picks up or the lights start pulsing.
Okay. Yeah, that would be pretty wild. Although I guess it could be a little intense too, depending on the vibe. But this technology isn't just about amping things up, right? I mean, it could also be used in subtler ways too, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's say you're at the theater, right? And there's a scene where, I don't know, maybe the mood needs to be really tense. The lighting and sound could subtly shift based on how the audience is responding, making it feel even more real, you know?
I can see that, but I have to say, a part of me is also a little, I don't know, hesitant about all this. Are we really okay with giving up that much control as audience members?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, it really brings up some questions about consent, As an audience member, are you basically saying it's okay for them to not just track your reactions, but then use them to kind of, I don't know, manipulate the experience you're having?
Right, exactly. It's kind of a slippery slope, isn't it? I mean, it could definitely create a more connected experience, but it could also feel kind of invasive if it's not done carefully. It's almost like we're stepping into, I don't know, uncharted territory here. It's not just the technology. It's like, how do we even define the relationship between the art and the audience in this kind of setting?
It's a tough one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where do we draw the line? What does it go from enhancing the experience to, messing with it?
Exactly. So, how do we deal with that? What are some ways to make sure it's done ethically?
Well, I think a big part of it is transparency. Like, before the show even starts, be upfront with the audience. Tell them how their data is going to be used. And not just a quick, you know, fine print disclaimer.
Yeah.
Have a real conversation about it, the good and the maybe not so good.
Right. So the audience is in the loop. They get to decide how comfortable they are with it. It's more like a, I don't know, a collaboration then, right?
Yeah.
Even before the curtain goes up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets really exciting, I think. Because if we can figure out this whole ethical side of things, this tech could really change live performance in amazing ways. Think about it, going to a concert, seeing a play, even a sporting event, and it's totally immersive. You're not just watching, you're part of it, and the energy of everyone there is actually shaping what's happening.
Which brings us back to that that title, Boiling Mind. It's not just a catchy name. It's like, it actually gets at what this could be, right?
Yeah.
This future where our reactions, our emotions, our minds are all part of the art itself.
Right. And it's a future that's, you know, right around the corner. So mm-hmm. it's important to really think about this stuff, talk about it, and understand just how much tech is changing, well, everything. Not just how we experience art, but how we connect with each other, too.
It's definitely something to keep in mind. So next time you're at a show, any kind of show, think about that. Think about the energy. Think about the tech that might be at play and ask yourself, what if the line between just watching and actually being part of the show is a lot blurrier than we realize? It's definitely a question worth asking.